Hello, everyone. Welcome to Universal Energy Radio. This is The Lois Effect. My name is Alisa.
My name is Liz. Well, that was an accomplishment. Well, last Thursday, we were like, we did a show. We did like a 15-second show.
Right.
And then everything got shut down. And I was beginning to talk about just like I didn't have coffee and just being so depleted. And then we got shut down. And then we spoke to each other. And we had like our own little mini Lois effect. And I really have to thank you, because that conversation and just having just an hour given back to us made such a difference. But you are just so kind and really talking about honoring the direction that the body would lead to higher vibrancy foods. So starting that Thursday, because Whole Foods had a sale, Whole Foods had a whole kind of smoothie wellness kind of sale, this perfect timing. So ever since Thursday, I have completely made this amazing switch. I'm not drinking, I'm not off the coffee, but what's so crazy, I could be. Because I'm not feeling like, oh, I have to have my coffee. I am in love with my smoothie routine, which I've been doing religiously. And I have already, with every day, feel more and more of a difference. My life is literally depending on this shift. And it's funny, the coffee comes later. Like, I'll have one cup of coffee later in the morning, and it's more like a treat as opposed to I can't function without the coffee.
Right.
And I cannot tell you how much better I am beginning to feel and how I know that it is absolutely essential to navigate and to sustain such heightened circumstances, to be able to work. And I mean, they have no idea what's happening. I'm not telling anybody, they have no idea of how chronic and serious and depleting things are. And it's like I'm somebody else and I'm playing a part. And in between playing that part, I am just replenishing and maintaining my health. But you really helped skew my perception and perspective. So thank you. And I'm toasting you with my green smoothie.
Love it. I love to hear it.
Thank you. Oh, yeah.
It's no joke when it comes to what you're putting in your body. And your body doesn't lie. It tells you exactly, definitely not this. You need more of this. And if you work with it, it'll work with you.
Yep.
So, I don't like I said, I think when I talked to you, it was I've had that feeling before when I was so sick, and I knew I needed to gather what remaining strength I had and get out there
exactly
and get it
that.
Myself.
That's exactly right.
And I just I knew that I wouldn't have time to like chop everything up. That takes a lot of energy, but finding it a quick a quick fix in that sense of
they have options. Yep.
Yeah, fresh freshly juiced stuff or stuff that you could put in a blender. I found I found a juicer, a local Atlanta area juicer brand. So it's probably not as fresh as obviously doing it yourself, but they have really good stuff. So I'm like, oh my god,
and a pinch is close enough, honey. And a pinch is close enough.
Right.
Yeah. And yes. And it's the same thing. Like right now, like if somebody said, okay, here's like a, you know, two bunches of celery, make it to juice. And I would be like, I can't, that's like climbing a mountain. Like just to chop it up and to wash it and to get the juicer. And da, da, da. So I'm like, that's cute. But like, we're like on running on fumes on top of fumes on top of fumes.
Right.
So I have fallen in love with, Trader Joe's has it, Whole Foods has it, and it's just like, it's either frozen, I don't know how you say it, asahi or acai or whatever, pouches that berry from Brazil, or they have, I don't know how to say it either, acerola, which is like vitamin C, but like these packs, they're individual packs, throw it in the blender, throw in probiotic yogurt, or kefir, I throw in a scoop of like this green food energy booster, whatever, it's really good for you. I throw in two scoops of chia seeds, and I throw in a handful of spinach and some almond milk, and bam, it's effortless. It's just effortless, and that's what I'm doing right now. And then yes, I'll pick up a juice on the go. I'm not juicing myself as of yet. I'm just too much on the go. And then eating just very very simply. You know, it could just be a couple pieces of organic turkey and a piece of string cheese. I mean, that's lunch, whatever.
Right.
I still don't have much of an appetite, but that's been going on for over a year now. But at least anything that I'm taking in is of much higher vibrancy than it was previously.
Mm.
Oh, the other thing that I really, really love, and I know it's helping, and these are really well priced at Trader Joe's. Their immunity shots, so they have them with the juices. It's refrigerated.
Yeah,
but
I've seen
it's
that.
Like
I've seen that.
Yes, yeah, those are amazing. So when I go to the store, I'll get two of every kind. So they'll have turmeric ginger, they'll have whatever, and I do a shot of that separate from. I don't put it in my smoothie. I don't know why. I just don't. But I just have it separate. Like I'm having a shot of tequila. Like, yes, I have my shot. Boom. It's holding me together because I'm being barely held together. And I was really walking a dangerous edge. And I'm like, if I'm going to deal with the bookends of my life, which is my rapidly declining mother, and my son, who's a teenager, that's all that needs to be said. I have a teenager, I have a declining mother. Do the math. There's just, I really didn't have a choice. And I just need to sustain and maintain. So thank you, Elisa. That conversation was really what I needed. So
I'm so glad. I'm so glad to be able to help. You know, maybe that's part of why, you know, almost 20 years ago, I knew I needed to learn more about what to nourish my body
with. Right.
And I knew I was just the same thing with like the whole spiritual awakening and all that was really in full force around that time. And those things really interested me. And it not because I remember taking Lois's class, and I'm like, I don't have any ailments, you know, but I find this interesting. And now, you know, fast forward, and these are things that I've, because I've been paying attention, or I've at least observed it, I can you know, if I'm smart enough, I'll make these connections and say, oh, that's why, you know. I just paused for a moment there because I thought I really am doing a lot of things kind of in reverse order, you know, like some of the experiences that I'm having that I've had, they tend to happen either later or, usually a lot later. There are certain things that I'm like traveling with my parents, like taking these crazy cruises. Like most people my age don't do that.
Yep.
And back then, you know, even because our first cruise was almost 20 years ago. Mm-hmm. But that, like most people will do a 7-day cruise, which is what we did. But as the years have gone on, I've definitely done this. I've just looked around. I'm like, I'm the one that gets to enjoy it now. I'm enjoying it with my parents and it's different. It is beautiful. It is beautiful and it's different. And I as I got more into just appreciating how timing works, you know, I don't have all these different things. I don't have a partner. I don't have any kids. I have the ability to do it. I didn't have the employment that required me to be there all the time. Like if I took off and I just didn't get paid, but it all worked out. So
amazing.
I just have to pay attention to when these things come to me, when they're presented,
mm-hmm.
I have to take what mm-hmm. I can and just realize,
mm-hmm.
trust that. Well, there's a reason why, like with the raw and living foods course that I took, I was just trying to pay attention. Most of it, I was looking at, these are people that were my parents' age and they had really bad health issues. So I said, well,
mm-hmm.
you know, that could be me. If I'm not paying attention, it could be me.
Yep.
And in the back of my head, it was a combination of, you know, the whole, your environment, you know, the choices you make. And I'm starting to really appreciate that now, because I'm not in a corporate job where that's, you kind of keep doing it because, oh my God, my whole life is dependent on this job. It provides me with my insurance and it provides me with all these things. It also provides me apparently with the stress that causes all these things that needs to,
yep.
So that's why I need all these things. So I just saw that early on and not that it, I mean, it still scared me to not do those things, but it made me think twice about, you know, what am I agreeing to do when I choose these things? Now, to make these decisions, you know, as a late 20, 30-year-old, whatever, it's hard not to get swept up with what everyone else is doing.
Of course.
But then I'm like, but also I'm not having any kids, you know, I'm not anytime soon. I knew that. And I was still trying to figure myself out. So I'm like, okay, well, I'll just do what I can. And it's interesting because I spent a long part of the day yesterday going through old boxes in the basement.
Oh, wow.
And it's stuff that I had left the first time I moved out, just because no one went down in the basement. You know, like it was a death trap of, you know, mold and mildew. So I was like, don't need it. I'll get around to it whenever. No one else has seemed to get stuff out. You know, my other brother had left stuff there. The previous owners had left stuff there. There's just a ton of stuff down there. So, but as we're trying to clean up the house and make use of the there's a really large space down there. It's a pretty big basement. I started to go through, you know, my cousin and I were saying, well, we need to get all the old stuff or at least organized. And as he said, if some of it's your stuff, then go, if you can go through it, we can have a big burn party. You know, we have a fire pit in the back. We'll burn old books or like old books that are like moldy. Cause he's like, you know, there's some stuff down there. I said, okay, I'll check it out. Turns out, as far as I'm concerned, from what I can tell, most of my books, there was like a layer of dirt and dust on them, but no mold.
Oh wow!
So So, I mean, I'll double check again, but I was there. I had my dishwashing gloves on. I probably should have had a mask on, honestly, because I'm a little congested today. But I went through, but then I went through all these old boxes. So some of the boxes definitely had water damage. So I'm like, okay, let's see what we can salvage. But it 30 years worth of things, because some of the stuff I wore in boxes, I just would travel with me. Oh, these are all letters and cards, sentimental fool that I am. So I definitely got rid of a lot of stuff that either was damaged or, they're pleasant. I said a thank you, put them in the to burn pile. It's good. I laughed out loud. It had a lot of work stuff, had a lot of old checks and, just all my documents. I'm like, God, I really am a little bit of a paper hoarder. So I'm like, okay, I'll get rid of all this. Mm-hmm. I don't know. I was saving letters that my mom had sent me, but I was reading some of them, and she writes letters like she's talking to you, like on the phone, like, hey, I'm sending you these bills that came to the house, so here you go. Like, okay, mom.
Oh, cute. So cute.
I came across, it was probably for my college graduation, stuff from my grandmother, my Lola, wouldn't really write a lot of stuff. She would just, she basically would just hand you money. here's some money. It was instrumental. It's always good, but she would include, it in a money card of some sort, along with other relatives. And then I had one from my uncle Frank. And it was just a quick, type thing from my Uncle Frank and his family for my graduation. Now, my Uncle Frank is currently, he's I don't know if I mentioned this on the show, but he's been in the hospital. He has a brain tumor.
Oh, no, you didn't mention it.
I wasn't sure if I, so he's sort of been under the radar for at least a month, probably a little bit more. But yeah, they've done a lot of tests just to see, make sure that stuff hasn't spread, but it's not looking like a promising prognosis of like actually getting out of it, getting out of it to have a, have a higher quality of life. He is like a year younger than my dad, so he's in his early 80s, like 81. Just turned 81, and so like we've sort of been being kept up to date via, there's a text thread apparently that at least Amazon, so she's telling me some things. There's a Facebook Messenger thread, a group Messenger thread, and his wife, my aunt, has been giving updates every so often, but. The thing is, they're Jehovah's Witness. So,
oh Lord,
there are definite certain things that he knew going in that he would not agree to for treatment.
Right.
So, any blood transfusions, anything like that, that's a no. That's mm-hmm. the standard. But I think the course of action that would be normal to take. Would be like some type of chemotherapy. It's just as soon as they mentioned that, and I think he's in his 80s. I had another uncle, my uncle Roof, who passed away almost 7-8 years ago. He was in like mid 80s, and they kind of said the same thing about, oh yeah, we could just do chemotherapy, but it was such a hit to his system that he went downhill really quickly. After that.
Yeah. Yeah.
And so at least, fast forward now to this day and age, and they put that out there, but they said, his last few months, it could extend his life for a few more months, but it would not be, a good
point.
Quality of life. Right.
No.
So
no.
They're looking at in-home hospice care.
That's exactly what I'm doing.
Yeah.
Literally,
yeah.
So, like, the call is being made today. Like, you're, this is weird. Keep going.
Yeah. Well, I mean, this is something
yeah.
I saw a few days ago. So,
yeah.
So there, you know, we're, it was Saturday, as a matter of fact, when I
mm-hmm.
got that news, and my aunt, I was spending the day with my Aunt Thelma.
Right.
And, you know, she's like, have you heard about that? I said, well, no. Well, at that point, I hadn't heard about it. Because I don't check my messenger for all that stuff. But
no.
So I was reading it out loud as we were going to breakfast. I'm like, oh my gosh, you know, this is difficult.
Oh,
and
so tough.
My aunt is still having to process, you know,
mm-hmm.
her
that's
grieving.
Her brother, right?
That's her cousin. That's her first cousin.
That's her cousin. Okay.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So it, you know, we just sort of sat with it for the day, and then I had in the evening, I had an opportunity to meet up with some friends, but, you know, I was sort of still in that mood of, you know, just what, not knowing what to do, but I know, like, cause you know, it's at a hospital. I want to say he might've gone in because he had COVID. I'm really not sure.
Oh,
I know
God.
That there was just a lot happening between, you know, in my aunt, his wife also had COVID. So, like, no one could go to the hospital. No one.
See, and the COVID just complicates all this stuff. It's so hard. And then you have COVID in there, and it's like, oh, my God, it's just too much. Oh.
So, everyone's like, oh, what hospital? Like, well, it's this hospital, but no one can visit them.
No, you can't go in there. No.
And if anyone could, it should be reserved for, like, his family.
Immediate family. Yeah.
He's got a son who lives here in Atlanta, and he's got a daughter who is based in Scotland. And so she flew back. She flew back home. I don't know if she's still here. I imagine she might be. I don't know. On the drive to where I was meeting my friends, I just started talking out loud. I'm like, you know, there isn't anything I can do physically. Like, I can't go to see my uncle.
Mm-hmm.
But I just talked about him. So I just was talking to him, talking to his higher self, and you know, just sort of having that conversation that I had had with my other uncle years ago when I was
mm-hmm,
in the same
mm-hmm.
room with him, just assuming that he's going to be able to hear it. That he's going to be able to hear something of this, of, you know, just I really said I love you a lot. I mean, that was
mm-hmm.
that was pretty much
mm-hmm.
what I had to say, and it was a more it was an understanding of, you know, you don't need to keep hanging on if you don't, you know, if you're ready to go, if it's just like if you're in a body that is just, it's got too much work needs to be done. To get it to where it used to be,
mm-hmm.
you know, just go ahead and it's okay. It's okay. Mm-hmm. And it's always going to be the people you leave behind that have to deal with that,
mm-hmm.
that loss. But I had a really good conversation as I brought it up, you know, at some point over dinner with my friends, and it was the same idea. We were having what I feel like a very highly philosophical conversation about all kinds of things, not just, you know, about death. But I always liken the passing of somebody as, on this side of things, it's a loss. But on the other side, it's like a rebirth. Like, you're here.
Yeah. Oh,
you know?
Yeah. Yeah.
And,
oh, yeah. They're good. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So I was picturing, like, I know I met his parents at some point. They were already pretty old. I remember his mother, who I guess is, she married into the family. I think she married into the family because I think it's his father who is my grandmother's brother. But I remember his mother was just super, super sweet, just such a sweetheart. So I thought, oh, you get to see your mom and dad.
Mm-hmm.
I was picturing, you know, him seeing my grandmother, his aunt.
That's so sweet.
I was like, oh, you know, I was picturing them. I always picture them like at my Aunt Thelma's dinner table because it's this
mm-hmm.
really heavy, it's heavy because it's glass. but like the chairs are those like wooden chairs. It's just, I always picture them at this like celestial dinner table, really long table with all the big foods that we have all the time, you know, whole pig, roasted pig on the table.
That's,
I just kind of picture everybody kind of hanging out. Hey, you're here. Like, cause that's really how it would be. Even when, you know, you've been to our family gatherings, it's like, oh, you're here.
Oh,
you
yeah, I saw the pig. Oh yeah.
So that's sort of how I was looking at it. And what I found interesting was yesterday? Anna had sort of, she'd got the news as well. Now, we've not been around each other. She's been pretty busy and I've been busy. But she did one of her sessions with some friends last night. They were celebrating another friend's birthday. It was the night before. They were celebrating, it was a Sunday night. They were celebrating another friend's birthday, and there were, I guess, seven of them. So she did a quick mastermind. And,
nice.
And it wasn't specifically for my uncle, but it was for, you know, maybe it was, but it was for everybody to kind of set healing energy. And,
Beautiful.
So I said, I love that we both, in our own ways, did what we could to help the situation, to let him know we love him, that he doesn't need to be afraid.
Right.
And that, you know, that we, you know, that energy is out there. So it's been a weekend. It definitely has been a weekend. And then, you know, so then to spend the day and to go through, you know, all the papers, all these papers that were downstairs. And there was, when I find certain things, I'm like, why did I keep this? Was I just lazy? Why did I keep this? There's like a newspaper, part of a newspaper, folded over, and it was the obituary for one of my high school friends' fathers. And I'm like, oh. And I looked at his birthday. I'm like, oh, you know, no wonder we got along so well. Like, I just don't, that was like a little, it's a birth date because of the card, the playing card that he would be, that he was on that. I'm like, no wonder we got along so well. Okay, that makes sense. You know, and he's someone that I think he embraced the inevitable passing, that his own passing, because he had
the way to do it.
Yeah, he had lymphoma, so he knew, and he was a. I know I've talked about that before. It's probably the best thought out funeral I'd ever been to, where not just because he picked out the songs, they were very uplifting. It suited his personality. It suited what I knew of him. He was just so authentic through and through, even to, you know, planning out his funeral and how he wanted people to feel. People were laughing. You know, it was that uplifting, funny, you know, vibration that he wanted people to remember him by, because he was a really funny person, just clever, humorous. And so I saw that, and obviously I still kept that paper. That was not going in the trash pile anytime soon. I still kept that. I'm like, you know, I appreciate that there are these different people who have made an impact, who have influenced me. And for him, it was someone that I knew. He was one of my best friend's fathers. So that was, I didn't see him a lot, but when I did see him, I felt like, you know, he just had such a fun way of being, like his sense of humor was pretty spot on. I just totally got him. I got it. So it just made me smile, because like, he passed away. Like, God, I was a sophomore in college when that happened.
Wow.
It was unexpected. And again, I didn't know, like no one really knew that he had this, he had been in remission for so long that no one, at least I didn't know. And I don't think his daughters really knew, which was, you know, two daughters, but they never mentioned any of that either. But I'm like, when she called me to tell me, I'm like, what happened? You know, because I'd just seen him.
Wow.
But, you know, you come across, for me, I just, like I said, kind of coming across things kind of in reverse. So I didn't lose a parent early on, but I knew of people who have lost parents early on, and to have that experience where he knew it was going to happen. He had already planned it out. And the thing is, because he was in remission, so he probably had these for a while, just like, okay, well, if it happens, these are my wishes. This is what I want to have happen. And So I look at that, and I look at, you know, my Aunt Thelma. She's wanting to do a lot of things. The house that they're looking at, that they're, you know, in the process of getting appraised for more than what they're offering. So that's good. They get this instant equity in this property.
Nice.
But she was wanting to like put more money in to pay it down. And I mentioned that to Anna. Anna's like, she's in her what, mid-70s, you know, almost, she's 78 this year, late 70s.
Mm-hmm.
She's like, I would just pay the minimum amount and enjoy my money. Cause
that's right.
Trying to,
that's right.
Trying to pay off this thing.
She'd have got to worry about it when she's gone.
Right. So, so I told her that yesterday, and she's like, you know what? I like that. You're right. I said, right. You know, like you're helping your cousins. They can carry on. They can do what they need to
that's
do.
Right. That's nice.
You know, they're a lot younger. Just, you know, do what you need to do. Enjoy your time. She's like, yeah, I want to go to Hawaii. I said, well, there you go. You know, she's wanting to do stuff. And I'm like, all right. You know, she purchased a new bed, like a new mattress, like one of those rolled mattresses. It's our house right now. I said, when you move, you'll have a new mattress and your bed won't be so high. So I'm getting her to like, to really think
good.
About it.
She's pivoting. She's pivoting.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Yes. Yeah. See, that's good. She's pivoting. That's good. Because when you don't pivot, you turn into my mother. So that's good. She's pivoting.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, so that's sort of what's been happening, you know. And I think when we get a chance to burn all the stuff that I want to get out of the basement, because it's just been a long time. I'm pretty happy with that. I'm sure that'll be the first of perhaps many burn piles, but it felt good to go
through
good. It.
It's really good.
Really good.
Yeah, it's really good what you're doing.
That.
Yeah. Yeah, it's cycles are really making sense and connecting your consciousness now and how that consciousness begun. That's really what's going on. You're seeing the point of origin as in how it relates to where you are now and how those are creating like an infinity loop of understanding. So that's really, 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 really good. So and to have that faith that, you know, you're doing everything that you can and that things are being taken care of. And, no, it really can be miraculous. And I love that, you know, your aunt wants to go to Hawaii. She's being aspirational. My mother's just waiting to die and taking everybody down with her. And that's another reason why I just really had to shift my diet just to function with dealing with that horrendous situation and then just having high functionality for working so many hours and dealing with my crazy teenager and everything else. And we were at a standstill because I can't speak for any other state, but in New York, in order for us to even get an assessment for in-home hospice, which we need desperately. My mother's medical condition is getting so, so, so bad. We're not capable to treat it. You know, we're treating it, but it's so subpar. We're not doctors. It's painful. It's traumatizing to see. I have to completely disassociate. Like, I don't even know, it's just my mind is doing what my mind needs to do, but I completely have to disassociate when I'm seeing her. I mean, it's very loving. It's a beautiful time that we have together, but when it comes to the medical treatment, it's really hard, and I really turn into like a medical professional. Like, it's crazy. Mm-hmm. Like, I just get very objective and very much about the task at hand. But because she has refused treatment, no longer has a primary care, and won't go in through emergency, we need a doctor to issue even having the possibility of an assessment. And I was compelled on Sunday to give my girlfriend, Teresa, who is a master herbalist and acupuncturist. I actually do remote acupuncture with her, saving my life. Mm. So like every 3 or 4 weeks, I do a session with her. And I'm telling her about the latest, because on Friday, it was, I think it's the fourth time, the fifth time, that in 6 weeks my mother refused hospitalization. That mm-hmm. happened Friday. And there was a visit from a visiting nurse. And we want to get the next step for wound care and the next step for in-home hospice. We can't do that without a doctor. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, wow. What the bleep, right? My siblings and I were losing our damn minds. I can't even think straight. And I'm saying this to my friend Teresa. She goes, oh my God. I'm like, what? She goes, my friend Rebecca. I said, yeah, your friend in Philly. She goes, she's a hospice doctor. I said, excuse me, what? So one of her closest friends, who's based out of Philadelphia, is a hospice doctor. And I've known of her, she's known of me, for several years. So we have Teresa in common. We're both very close to Teresa. And her friend Rebecca loves New York. She plays on your team, so she has an ex-girlfriend. She has an friend. It's so funny. I'm like, and here I am. But anyway, she has an ex-girlfriend that lives in New York. So does Teresa. I'm like, why do you all have like ex-girlfriends that live in New York? It's like, yeah, you love us, but then you break your heart. Anyway, So she put us in contact, and she has stepped me through the process, and I had called for hospice service per her instructions, got again the same response that I anticipated, that there has to be a doctor that has some sort of clinical information or what have you. Mm. And then I asked my brother to please send me pictures of my mother, because I know he documents everything. So he sent a bunch. I picked 4 pictures that are devastating. They're devastating. I can't even. Oh, they're devastating. But they painted a picture, bad she is. So I sent those 4 images to her. And she's going to call me at 9:30. Today, and then she's going to call the hospice service on our behalf. Now, that's a miracle.
Wow.
That's a miracle. And today is my day. I go Tuesdays and Sundays. Today is my day to see my mom, but I'm just really glad that I've been coordinating and dealing with her medical care from the beginning of this, which is almost a year now since she had the heart attack. But I am just so gratified that I'm feeling stronger. I'm feeling more of a sense of well-being because I'm changing my diet, because I'm resting when I can rest. And, a friend of mine who went through something parallel, and she hears the stories between my mother and my son. It's like, what's going to happen now? Like, my son brought home a hookah, a hookah, like a pipe.
Hookah,
like they have, like that you have, like you have, like in the restaurants. I'm like, are you mm-hmm. opening a restaurant? Get that out of my house. Mm. Like, what the hell? Like, this is, is this a nightclub now? So he's crazy. He's crazy. High schooler. So I'm dealing with that lunatic. And I'm dealing with my mother, who's just totally, we're just all going down with her.
Mm.
And I'm pretty much working at practically a full-time job. Acting like, oh, yeah, that's great. Chit-chat in the elevator. So So did you do anything fun this weekend? And I'm like, what can I just say?
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, oh, yeah, I just went to visit a friend uptown. You know, we had the snowstorm, but so I felt like I was going, you know, out of state. Ha, ha, ha. You know, meanwhile, I went to see my mother, but I'm not gonna get into it. Like,
right.
Oh, yeah, you know, I just got back from Italy. Good for you. Like, yay. Leave me alone. But, you know, just putting on that front, and I've just made it my business, too, that when I go to work, you know, I am just, I'm wearing a cool outfit. I'm rested. I'm playing a part, because I could see so easily that I could just be like, oh, I could just wear this flannel shirt and a pair of jeans and this cap, and no one's going to care. No, bitch, we're not doing that. Cause I could see it's so, I could go to the other side in a breath of just not caring and letting my health slip through my fingers and letting the anxiety just, you know, paralyze me. And I feel like I'm an athlete in training, but it's really, really tough. And any opportunity to conserve my energy, that's what I do when I can do it. And just surrendering. Did I like that my son, you know, announced that he was going to, you know, spend the night in a very dangerous place, you know, and it was too late for me to do anything about it because it was like after 11 o'clock, I'm looking for him. Mm. And I'm like, thank you so much. And he knows what's going on. And I'm just like, thank you. Thank you so much, because this is really contributing to my well-being. Stay safe. And I hung up on him. Like, you know what? I can't.
Mm.
I mean, I have him on the tracker, but I can't. Because there's none of this is a good idea. So both of these idiots, my son and my mother, yes, I called them idiots, are playing Russian roulette. Thank you so much. So in between those two ridiculous bookends, I have to keep my shit together. Mm. And when I walk to work, I'm like, you got this, you're okay. And then it's like a meditation. I just go into it. And what I do, I lead the class in a 1-minute meditation, guided meditation, that I have a little script, and I do that for them. I do it for me. And then for those 3 hours that I'm teaching, I'm somebody else. That's it. And that's just how I have to. I'm Frankensteining my life right now. I'm just stitching together all the pieces that I can to play this freaking part. And I hope I can hold it together. I hope I don't get a text or a call, you know, about any sort of emergency while I'm at work. But the chances are very high that could happen. Mm. So what can I do? Yeah, it's like you get to the point that it's like constant vigilance of your, you know, your well-being constant vigilance as to monitoring where you're at. That's it. So self-care is no joke. Yeah, and I was the last to come to that party because it doesn't come naturally to me. And it feels weird to put myself first. It's an odd, I don't have a choice. My life is depending on it. But it is an odd feeling, you know. And last night, I didn't cook dinner. I didn't feel like it. Too tired. Mm-hmm. You know, and one lunatic was, you know, not even coming home. And the other lunatic had leftovers. So I'm like, figure it out. I can't. You know, I mean, once I get off the phone with the doctor, before I see my mother, I'm cooking. I'm going to cook dinner because I'm the only one that cooks. Two siblings, so you know, so then I have to really step it up, because how much can she do? You know, takeout or some sort of pre-made meal. If we're doing ghetto hospice, because that's what it is. We're doing ghetto hospice. It's not real hospice. It's ghetto hospice.
Mm-hmm.
I really have to bring it when it comes to home cooked meals, since I'm the only one that can do that. I don't get it. But yeah. So if I didn't feel like a tough bitch before, ooh, I'll do now. Oh my God.
Yeah. One, we do have a hand raised. And two.
Okay, great. Let's take a poll. Yep.
Two, I would say because you answered one of my questions, which was basically because I know that it's not natural for you to try to to put yourself
it does not occur to me.
What I guess we can explore at some point. It doesn't have to be right now.
Mm-hmm.
How kind of compartmentalizing your life still leaves you isolated, because that's part of the notion of compartmentalizing.
Yeah.
It kind of cuts you off from things that, you know, you already feel them, but you're just trying not to let anybody else see that you feel them.
No. It can't get sloppy at work. I can't, whatever. No one's going to care.
I guess it's different because I don't know the environment you're going to be in or that you're in. And also just being in New York, maybe people don't care, but maybe people do. It's just like leaving a little bit open to say, like, I don't know. It's a different environment here where I'm like, if you ask me a question, I will tell you the answer.
I know what you're saying. Like this, I have some students, you know, that I taught last semester. But like, how's everything? How's your kid? You know, I'm like, my mom's not doing so great. But you know, like, I'll do that. I'll gloss over it.
Right.
But if I get into it, I cannot.
Sure.
I'll fall apart. I can't cry. Like I can't. I'll fall apart.
Mm-hmm.
So I can't. Yeah, that's really what it. Like I have to hold it together. And if these children are paying $80,000 a year to be in this stupid very prestigious program, which I think is stupid. I really have to hold it together, because when my mother passes, I still need this job. Like I need this job. So and it's a very, you know, it's like a that environment. It's like a well-oiled machine, you know, like there are things, like it is no joke. So, and I have to be on top of my game as a professional and as an instructor, you know, it's artistic space. It's very creative. It's very free. The community is so reflective. It's infectious. It's amazing. But as an instructor, like I have a huge responsibility, so I just can't fall apart. But I know what you're saying. Yeah, I can't. But anyway.
Okay.
But yeah, but thank you. I know what you're saying. So I guess we'll take this call.
Yeah, let's take the call. This is area code.
All right, baby.
559. I think I know who this is. Hello.
Hi. It's Evelyn. How are you?
That's not who I thought it was, but hi.
Okay. Hi, Evelyn. What's going on?
Well, after listening to the lady's previous caller, it was like, well, she's definitely going through a lot, and hopefully she remembers that, you know, everything too shall pass, and I'm wishing her the best.
Who are you talking about? Are you talking about me?
Oh, you. It's you. I thought it was a caller that was explaining everything that was going on.
No.
Oh,
me,
gosh,
with my
it's
mom?
You?
It's me. No, it's me. Girl, it's me, honey. It's me.
Yeah.
Oh,
oh,
yeah.
It's you. Oh,
yeah.
Well, you know what? I was half asleep there, and I was like, damn, that's a lot to go through.
Isn't it, though?
Yes, it is.
I got this. I wouldn't be going through it if I didn't. I got it. I'm good. So how can we help you today?
Okay. Well, things will get better, and I'm glad
Of course, thank you. I mean, that's why I do the show. I mean, I do the show because it's the support, and it's good to be of service because it all sort of contributes. So what's happening with you?
I'm just wondering if I'm going to be able to become a mother. I've never tried until I've never tried to, like, you know, have children, just because, you know, I didn't think I was ready or I didn't have a partner. And now that I do, mm-hmm. it's on my mind. And one of the things that I'm concerned about is that, you know, my age, I'm 39. And I'm like, damn it, maybe
girl,
I should have tried that earlier.
Girl, you're fine. Girl, you're fine. You're fine.
Well, I hope I
and
am.
If,
well, no.
Girl, take a breath.
Okay.
Girl, you're fine. Totally fine. And if you feel that maybe you want a little boost in that department,
mm-hmm.
I would recommend doing your, I don't know what area in the world that you're in, but doing your research and getting acupuncture done for fertility. That
oh,
works.
Funny. I've thought about that, and then about something called the Maya massage. Because I've never tried
okay.
it, but the Maya massage. Does that thing that you mentioned, I've thought about it. So funny you mentioned it, too.
Well, because, hello, I co-host a podcast. Thank you. Yeah. So, yeah, that's why. Yeah, you're fine. Now, why am I getting somebody, and again, when I got to, like, always remind people, when something comes in, it may not be related to the question or why you called. Just things come in because we pick up on people's energies, okay?
Oh.
So this may not be connected to your issue, but a name with a W, I don't know, Wendy, I don't know if it's a male or female, just a W. Is there anybody with a name living or past?
Was it W?
Did
W,
yes.
Call at the moment? No, that's a difficult
okay,
name.
So,
that I could
keep,
call at the moment.
So just file that. Okay, it might make sense later, but
I had a dream of my first boyfriend that passed the name, his name is Ulises with a U, and I thought, oh, it's been a year, and I'm like, I thought it was odd that I dreamt of him. And
no, I got, that's funny, you said U, I got W, that's funny.
U. Ulysses.
But what's
Ulysses?
Oh, like Ulysses, like the god, like the Greek god, Ulysses.
Yeah, like Ulysses S. Grant, like one of the presidents.
Yeah, I understand. No, I don't know.
William
or Wendy. Like Wendy Williams. Stop. Like Yeah, file that.
Okay.
You don't have to come up with it now, but you can call us back. Like, if it comes up, you can call us back and get that. Oh, yeah, now I know what W means. So sometimes we don't think of the things, like, on the spot. But in terms of your fertility, and then we started the show talking about diet. So you want to just start nurturing yourself now, you know, like, really think about your diet, what promotes fertility, what promotes, you know, being able to carry a child full term. Like, start parenting yourself. Start mothering yourself. Okay?
I thought about prenatal, folic acid.
Yeah.
All those good things.
Yeah. Because the thing is when you leave with the intentionality and you leave with the gratitude that this is possible, that's the most fertile ground, literally the most fertile ground. To plant these seeds, literally to plant these seeds. So, yeah, and just have fun, you know, in the process. You know, have fun. You know, they call it a baby moon. Like, you do everything before the baby comes. Because then when the baby comes, girl, and any parent will tell you, you're on lockdown. So, to make this a fun kind of adventure while you can, because you are going to get pregnant. Do I know when? No, I don't know when.
Mm-hmm.
But you are. And 39 isn't, you know, I understand it's when you're going to be, you know, concerned, obviously. But, I mean, you're still viable to get pregnant. And you're a young, I don't know you, but energetically I'm picking up that you are a young 39, that people are surprised when you tell them that you're 39. Is that not correct?
That is true.
Of course it is. Hello.
Well,
You're talking to us. We know.
Yeah, that's true. They're like, oh, you're 39. I'm like, yeah. They're like, oh, I thought you were 30.
Right,
like, no,
exactly.
I wish.
You're fine. Yeah, and the thing is, to get out of that mindset, it's too late, I'm too old. No. Accept and embrace where you are.
Okay. Well, definitely
you
do that. The diet definitely needs to eat that.
And you look into that massage that you're talking about, acupuncture, and have fun trying, you know, and have fun just loving each other and the spirit and the intentionality. Some people, when they get into the whole fertility thing, then it's a chore, you know, and then it's not fun. It's not sexy. You know, make it fun, make it sexy, because fun and sexy, you know, when the baby's born, fun and sexy is going to go out the window. So make it fun and sexy. I'm just telling you. Have fun. Because it's a wonderful idea. Go ahead.
Uh-huh.
Say again, you're curious about what?
Now I'm curious about the W. Now it's stuck in my mind. I'm like, what's the W? But I'll figure it out.
Yeah, and who knows? I mean, maybe it's a place. I don't know. It's just W. Maybe it stands, who knows? But just, it might stand for somebody. I thought it was a person, but, you know, it could represent something else. But the letter W came in. But please, when it comes up, give us a call back. But I don't feel that there's energetically, I don't feel like there's anything that's really standing in your way and becoming a mom. I just don't.
Okay.
I really don't.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Well, good thing.
So,
look at this.
Yeah. I think you're fine. But you stay in touch with us and let us know how you're doing.
Well, thank you. I want to keep you, if you don't mind.
Sure.
We're gonna be signing off in a minute.
Okay.
So thank you for
so
calling.
Much.
Yeah. Yes, of
take
course.
Care.
That was so sweet. She thought it was a caller. I would be like, get that caller off the phone. Hang up on her. No, it's me. Unfortunately, it's me. It is what it is. Yeah. So, it's like when you have something, you know, in your mind and you want it so badly, and then getting to that point, it can be distorted by that desire or that, you know, reminder that it's you're lacking that. And really the opposite needs to happen, that you are setting that intention and setting the intention in such a pure way, like you were talking about, you know, you and Anna doing what you can energetically for your uncle,
right.
You know, just setting intentions really energetically is as good as anything else to get to where you want to, and that's a better place to be in, or a more elevated place to be in, because it's aspirational as opposed to this is a chore, you know, because some people, some couples, you know, it's like the woman has the ovulation app on her phone and she's texting her partner saying, you can come home right now.
Okay.
You know,
and
that could be like, ooh, bone chicken wawa. That could be like, you know, can I just eat my sandwich? So, you know,
right.
And sometimes a sandwich is better. But anyway, hello, it depends what kind of sandwich it is. But honey, I like a brioche. Anyway, I don't know what that means. I have no idea. I don't know what that means. Anyway.
Oh my god.
On that note, yeah, you don't want the intentionality to become a chore, because then the vibrancy of the intentionality becomes a lower energy.
Right.
And then you're in lack, and then you're in resistance.
Mm.
So, you know, I'm all about, you better make this a baby moon, because when you get that baby, you know, it's not going to be sexy time anymore for a minute. And people forget that, because they fantasize and they get, oh, the baby. And then you're like, oh, my God, the baby. Yeah, it's a lot. And then they turn into teenagers and young men, and then you have my life. So, and then they sneak in hookahs, and then they're, you know, and then they're, you know, 23 years old and they're still living at home. I have to say that low because they're living at home. So that's your
girl,
that's
but
your
Evelyn,
future.
But Evelyn, you know, that doesn't necessarily happen to you.
But
good
luck
you
to you. But rainbows and unicorns, good luck to you. It's
as crazy as it is, it has been such an enriching experience. I would, like, kids are amazing. But, you know, you want to just have, like, your eyes wide open. So, but girl, have fun. That's all I'm saying. Have fun. So on that note, if you all need to get a hold of us, you can send an email to loablends@gmail.com. We're scheduled to be back on the air this coming Thursday at 8:30 a.m. United States Eastern Time. Stay safe wherever you are. Take care of yourself and each other. And as always, let the light do the work and to brighter days ahead. Love you guys. Take care.
Love
Bye.
You.
Bye.
That you like.